Every year at the Gathering of Nations powwow, dozens of young indigenous women compete for the title of Miss Indian World. This year, Christy Wildcat was among the contestants. She's a citizen of the Northern Arapaho tribe and a UW senior, but the powwow and the pageant were canceled to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Wildcat speaks about the experience with Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr.
How long have you known that you wanted to be Miss Indian World?
So back in 2013, I was at the inauguration powwow for Obama's second term, and I just happened to look, and I see this giant crown towering over everybody, and I was like, Mom, that's like a beautiful crown. Like, what'd you have to do to get it? And she told me about Miss Indian World, and she said, one day, like, when you're old enough, go for it, you know? You got to be knowledgeable in your culture, your language. And she was telling me, like, everything you have to do. And so from then on, I, like, established, like, once I'm ready, once I'm old enough, I want to run for Miss Indian World. It was finally this year, and I'm like, you know what? I feel like I'm ready. Might as well run.
And so how do you prepare for a contest like this? I know there are four categories. Can you tell me about those and how you prepared for each of them?
So there's a dance category, interview category, public speaking, and traditional talent. But the main category I focused on was the talent portion, and my talent was going to be archery. I was going to string my bow because I had the old style recurve bow. From there, I was going to, you know, kind of narrate, tell a story, tell some history of the Arapaho people and hunting, and then bring it forward through time and kind of connect it to women in hunting, because women are starting to hunt more and more in this modern day, and they're like providing, they're being the breadwinners of the family. So I was going to connect that to the pageant empowering women, you know, just kind of tie together hunting and women and all of this, all while stringing a bow. And then I was going to shoot the bow into a target.
And so I'm sure you also were doing a lot of work on like your outfit and just getting ready for that.
Oh yeah. It was a whole family effort for the outfit. I had one grandma making a new jingle dress. Another grandma was making moccasins and leggings. Like, it was a whole family effort.
And you mentioned that you had a lot of community support. Like, when I asked you for this interview, you said you wanted to use this as an opportunity to thank the people who supported you while you were preparing. So what do you want to say to your community?
I just want to thank them from, like, the bottom of my heart, because I didn't think I would have so much support. But they just came up across the community from the reservation to Riverton to Lander, you know, Du Bois, all over Fremont County. It really made me kind of want to tear up, you know, and I didn't want to let them down if I were to really run. So that's what I vowed, that I would run next year, you know, because I couldn't let all that support just, you know, go to waste. And I really want to represent Fremont County and, like, Riverton and, like, the Wind River, like, reservation really well, you know.
Yeah. And next year, when you do get to compete for real, what do you think it would mean for your tribe and for Fremont County to have a Northern Arapaho woman representing them at that level?
I think it would be amazing, because this is just such a high title. And, you know, people look at Wyoming and they're like, oh, there's nothing there, really, you know. There's just cows. But just to say, like, hey, we have tribal people here who are really proud and really determined in their culture. Like, I think it would definitely be, like, a game changer, you know, because there's definitely has not been someone from Wyoming to win this title. So it would be a first for all.
Well, now you have a whole year to keep working on that and mm-hmm. to keep preparing.
Exactly. That's what, you know, I was kind of sad and down, but my friends and family said, well, think of it as an extra year to prepare. So when you go, you could go fully prepared. My mom said, maybe, like, the creators saw something you weren't ready for. And now you could be ready for it.
Well, Christy, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me. And I hope we can talk again next year when you're getting ready to compete.
For sure.